Dear Sabbath School family, some time ago, some people asked me if I could record some commentaries for the Sabbath School of young people in Mexico, and I did that for a time. And so I thought maybe for this quarter I will do the same. We are not going to have the summaries that I've been giving you in our class, but rather maybe make some comments and some summaries of the lesson. So today we're starting with lesson one, the Gospel from Patmos of the first quarter in January 2019. And the key text is found in Revelation 1:3, and it says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those through which are written in it, for the time is near." Beloved, here we have some key aspects relevant to the prophetic inspiration. Specifically, this quarter lesson refers to the book of Revelation. Many have described John, the author of Revelation, as the revelator. There is even a song describing him as such. Nevertheless, this could not be farther from the truth. Let us dissect an introduction to this quarter's lesson and find some key aspects for this week's study. The text we read in Revelation 1:3 has the main components to those who immerse themselves in Revelation. In fact, those who do so will be blessed. To be immersed, one must read, hear, and keep what has been revealed. It isn't hard to see that the blessing comes from prophecies, and it stems from what it brings to us today. 2 Peter 1:19 tells us that prophecy gives us guidance to our lives today, as well as hope for the future, because it's like a lamp shining in a dark place. In fact, without prophecy, we will not have the hope in which you and I can live today. The hope of an end to suffering, the hope of redemption, the hope of justice, the hope of restoration. To understand why a blessing comes from reading, hearing, and keeping those things found in the book of the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation, we need to know its proceedings, its purpose, and its intended delivery. The questions we will answer today are, number one, about whom is the book of Revelation and how was it conveyed? Number two, why are these things revealed to us? Number three, how does Jesus intend the message to be revealed? And number four, how are we to interpret the book of Revelation? The scriptures clearly denote that the revealing, the uncovering of this book is from and about Jesus. The message was passed from the Father to Jesus to the angel to John. So that was from the Father to Jesus to the angel to John, who then passed it on to us. My friends, ultimately you and I are the intended audience for this revelation. The scripture tells us the purpose of the delivery of prophecies. It is clear that the revelation of Jesus Christ was given for our benefit. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, that God reveals his secret that we might follow the words of his law. According to Revelation 22:7, following or keeping such words is a blessing. One of my personal favorites is found in John 14:29, where Jesus says that he reveals prophecies or events which will happen before they happen, so that when they happen, we may believe. So prophecies, as found in the book of Revelation, are a blessing to us, because they strengthen our faith, because they increase our faith, because they help us to be prepared for what is to come by teaching us how we ought to live our lives today. Many a times individuals are not only skeptical about revelation, but more so scared and frightened. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if we but could see that Jesus intends this message as one of grace and of peace, he intends this message to be delivered as one of love. Revelation 1, 4, and 5 tell us that the whole of heaven salutes us in the perfection of the Godhead. This is the ultimate message of love for you and I. So if the message in the book of Revelation is a disclosure from Jesus for you and I, intended to be a blessing to its reader, to its hearer, and to its doer, and ultimately a message of love, why is this book referred to by the author of this lesson as the Gospel of from Patmos is still confusing to some, while for others even frightening? It is here that our fourth question is answered. You see, in order for us not to be confused or frightened by this message, we must ensure that we interpret its content well. The book of Revelation is full of symbolic messages that must be carefully studied under much prayer, and we must depend from God to guide us to understand its meaning. This week's lesson tells us that when we read Revelation, unless the text points to literal meaning, we need to interpret it symbolically. So how do we unlock such symbols? Well, let us remember that Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:20 and 21 that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for it was given by the Holy Spirit to us to be shared. So let that same Spirit interpret the inspired message. Let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit which sent you and I a message of grace and peace in the book of Revelation, the one who inspired the Scriptures, interpret the symbols as He perfectly intended to do so. Today I invite you to gear up and be ready as we unlock the messages in the book of Revelation by paying attention to the Scriptures. Let us journey together in reading, in hearing, in doing what God intended for us in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ. It is my desire and my prayer that this quarter you and I be blessed with this message of grace, of hope, and love. Amen.